Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in. Daniel Witkowski, WITKOWSKI. Daniel Witkowski is a 53-year-old male who reports he injured his shoulders at work on 7/2/21, but at that time he was moving 40-pound boxes into the freezer. He was only doing this particular task due to the COVID pandemic. He elaborates that he was pushing upwards while in the freezer and the boxes slipped. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of bilateral rotator cuff tears. These were treated surgically on 12/14/21 and 10/11/22, but he states they were not successful. He completed physical therapy in approximately June of 2023. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, Mr. Witkowski was seen at Virtual Occupational on 7/7/21. He reported he needed to help with moving 40-pound boxes since the school district was giving out food to students. Normally he had a more administrative job, but with the pandemic, most of the employees were older women who could not move slash lift 40 pounds repetitively. He did this, and they had to be lifted over his head about 4 to 5 feet to stock them into the freezer. He had to move them from one school to another, and while performing the lifting, he felt a pop in his left shoulder. He thinks he had to compensate for the left shoulder and experienced symptoms in the right shoulder as well. He was diagnosed by Dr. Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, with bilateral rotator cuff strains, for which he was placed on activity modifications and medications. He followed up here over the next few weeks, during which time physical therapy was initiated. As of 8/26/21, he reported minimal improvement and was referred for orthopedic consultation. It was noted the x-rays of the shoulders revealed degenerative changes bilaterally. There was incidental possible bullet fragment in the left chest. New paragraph. Mr. Witkowski was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Gupta beginning 9/13/21. He referred the petitioner for bilateral MRI studies. These were done on 9/27/21 to be inserted here. He followed up to have these results reviewed on 10/8/21. Dr. Gupta recommended he wrote, the tears were quite large and on the right was pre-existing. The left shoulder was markedly bothersome. He recommended consultation with a surgeon to discuss this surgery. New paragraph. He was then seen by Dr. Austin on 10/18/21. In addition to the subject event, he learned that Mr. Witkowski had a pre-existing right shoulder condition with a partial rotator cuff tear. This was diagnosed in 2017 and was treated successfully with physical therapy. He is presently on a light duty status. He discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. On 12/14/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. He followed up with Dr. Austin postoperatively. He participated in physical therapy and returned on 1/31/22. But at that juncture, he was already back to work in his normal job, which is not a very labor-intensive job. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Witkowski returned to Dr. Austin on 3/28/22. Period. He placed him on a 20-pound weight restrictions on the left upper shoulder and ongoing therapy for 1 month. Period. At that juncture, it was anticipated he would be at maximum medical improvement. Period. A repeat MRI of the right shoulder was done on 9/14/22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Austin then performed arthroscopy with right rotator cuff repair and possible open biceps tenotomy versus tenodesis. Paired the postoperative diagnoses were just as what I said, but the procedure actually involved arthroscopic extensive debridement. Paired he followed up with Dr. Austin postoperatively. But we are not in receipt of those notes. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore dress shoes as well as a formal shirt and pants. Period. From his upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about both shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Bilateral shoulder abduction was to 160 degrees with crepitus. Period. Right shoulder flexion was 160 degrees, but was full on the left, 180 degrees. Period external rotation right was 70 degrees and left to 75 degrees. Period independent adduction, extension, and internal rotation were all full without discomfort. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 vertebral level bilaterally. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Many muscle testing was 5-5 for resistive left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Pretty was tender anteriorly about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, he reported discomfort with near, Hawkins, O'Brien's, and aptly scratch tests bilaterally. Pretty other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period spine cervical normal and thoracic normal impressions. On 7/2/21, Daniel Witkowski reportedly injured his shoulder at work, moving 40-pound boxes and a freezer. But this was not part of his typical routine, but he was doing this to help with staffing over the pandemic. Period. He was seen at virtual occupational and initiated on conservative care. Period. He participated in physical therapy, but remained symptomatic. Period. MRI studies of both shoulders were done on 9/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he also was seen by Dr. Gupta and then Dr. Austin. Period. Surgery was first done on the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively and was doing well. Period. He subsequently underwent surgery on the right shoulder on 10/11/22 to be inserted here. Period. He had additional rehabilitation postoperatively. Period. He was able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Witkowski found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about each shoulder associated with crepitus. Paired several provocative maneuvers elicited tenderness, but there was no overt instability. Paired he had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Paired new paragraph, this case represents 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder and 7.5% for the right shoulder. Period. End.